Live with DJ Bustin coming at you live.
It's DJ Bustin.
It's DJ Bustin.
And his trusty co-host, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and DJ Bustin.
That was an actual wrestler in the 80s, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Was he good?
He's pretty good, yeah. I mean, like, the crazy thing about him is, like, his name is already Ricky Steamboat, but he throws the dragon in there, you know?
You gotta. Like, you got the opportunity to put the dragon in there, then you gotta.
It's like the band 100 Demons. I'm scared of one, you know?
100 is just too many of them.
Too many.
What am I going to do against 100 of them?
What am I going to do?
It's like that band.
Did we do this joke last week?
No.
Okay, good.
It's like that band 200 Stab Wounds. It's just
a lot of stab wounds.
It's just excessive. That's a lot. Fucked.
Too many.
I would die from that, I think.
Oh, I would perish for sure.
Yeah. How many stab wounds in do you think it would take to kill you?
Oh. I don't know, because people get like stabbed like. People get stabbed like a lot and are able to still live.
Mm-hmm. It does depend on where you get stabbed. Like if you get stabbed.
Yeah, like if I get stabbed like 100 times in the foot, I'm fine.
Yeah,
that's just a foot.
Probably got to cut your foot off, but if there's any of it left.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you'd run out of places to stab on a foot.
Small knife.
And also, in what scenario would just your foot get stabbed?
If you're fighting a bunch of 2-inch tall little men. Bunch of 2-inch tall little guys. Coming up to you, stabbing your foot a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you get stabbed in the brain one time, it's over.
Do you think it's possible for a normal-sized person and a person who's 2 inches tall to fall in love?
Nope.
Yeah, me either.
Welcome back to the Santa Cena's a podcast.
Yeah, we're discussing size.
I'm one of your hosts, Dawson, a.k.a. DJ Bustin.
Bustin' dissonant. I kind of like that.
Dissonant.
I'm your other host, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Coming at you live.
From the Doritos Gaming Center.
I go to Europe tomorrow.
That's crazy.
My band is addicted to going to Europe.
How long are you in Europe this time?
A week.
One week.
I am literally going to be back to record another podcast with you.
Awesome.
Like, this one will release, and by the time that...
What day is that? Because
I get back the 16th.
The 16th, okay. I might still be in Ohio.
Oh, fuck me. All right, well, maybe no episode next week.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens,
but
chat.
I'm going to Coachella next week.
Is that next week?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are hitting up all the big DIY festivals.
It feels like it. I mean, yeah. The fest never got back to us one way or the other.
Well.
Which they said in the email, it's like, if you don't get on, we'll let you know. And then they didn't let us know anything.
This year, they're doing a lot this year.
They seem to be doing the most
this year. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's entirely possible they just did not see our application.
If it makes you feel any better, we didn't get the offer, but...
You know, I don't know if you get offered to do the fest. I think you have to tell them that you want to be on there.
That wasn't our experience.
Okay, well...
Yeah, fest is awesome, but...
There's so fucking many people on there this year.
Yeah, there's that many bands every year. There's like 9 stages.
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot, yeah. It's a lot of... you know, I would say it was a lot of walking if it wasn't all on, like, the same strip.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's 2 stages that are, like... Like, there's 2 bigger stages, and they are, like, I don't know, probably a 20-minute walk away from each other, which is not too bad. It's a surprisingly well-organized festival.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. Where we usually play is the Woolly there, which is, like, so much fucking fun. I love playing that fucking room. It's so sick. And the room where Holy Ghost played last year was like really sick.
Hell yeah.
Not last year, 2 years ago. They probably played that same room this year. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Who knows? I wasn't there either.
I wasn't fucking there. Yeah, I mean, you're playing Knoxville Hardcore Fest with us.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm pretty excited about.
Very excited. I'm very excited to... From looking at it, I didn't recognize any of the bands on there because I'm not involved in the hardcore scene, like, at all.
Yeah.
So that what that meant to me was we're probably the only emo band on there, which is kind of hype.
That might not be true.
I feel like there's usually the guy I talked to said there's usually a couple.
Yeah.
But pretty funny.
It'll be fun regardless. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a good time. Yeah. I really hope that it'll be dope. So.
Yeah, I feel like we'll have
rope-a-dope.
We'll have a fun time. Rope-a-dope is the term.
Rope-a-dope.
Rope-a-dope.
You built like a rope-a-dope.
What does that even mean?
Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
She rope him a dope.
I leave tomorrow. This is a crazy sentence. I have to play a show in Amsterdam in 48 hours.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
We live in a society where you got to play a show in Amsterdam in 48 hours.
Yeah, we land in Amsterdam, and then the venue or the festival that we're playing there is like 2 hours away. It's not in Amsterdam, but like
it's close enough.
So we land 2 hours of the venue, load in, and then we play 2 hours later. So I like literally have to sleep on the plane.
Good luck.
I know, dude. I'm going to bring Benadryl with me.
Yeah. Just
see if that helps at all, but...
Xanax.
Have you ever done Xanax?
No.
I did not do it, like, recreationally. I did it off of prescription.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, the first time I flew in high school, I was, like, very scared of flying commercial. And, like, I told my doctor that. It's, like, literally the John Mulaney bit. Like... Mm-hmm. Where, like, I told my doctor that. I was like, hey, like, I really don't want to go on this, like, on this flight. And my doctor was like, I can give you a two pill prescription to Xanax.
Oh.
And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, for sure. And he was like, I can actually fill it now. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. I took one when we were on the flight to Texas. Because I was starting a tour in Texas when I was 17, which is absurd.
Crazy.
I know. On the flight to Texas, I took one. And, like, I don't know. I think I, like, once we landed, I was, like, coherent for, like, 25 minutes. And then I, like, got in the vehicle I was touring in. And then, like, I think I slept for 13 hours straight or something like that. I just had a weak little bitch body. That Xan just took me right out, brother. It's fucking crazy. Xan
clocked you in the head.
Yeah. I didn't take the other one. I think I gave it to somebody I was on tour with, which is probably not good.
Yeah. So, whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. Drugs.
Yeah. Drugs. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about drugs? What are you going to do about it?
We keep getting stinkers, man.
It's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
How that keeps happening.
It's good content. I know that people like when we're tortured.
That's true.
People love it, actually.
People love watching us suffer. And I gotta ask, why?
Yeah, I gotta know what's going on here.
Why do you guys like that so much? What's the deal there?
They love watching us suffer. They love preying on my downfall. They are begging Allah for more blessings than me.
They really want me to not have any hoes, which I'm sorry to say, not happening.
True.
I will continue
to have hoes.
Just so many of them.
Yeah.
I'm a fantastic gardener.
I thought you were about to be like, I'm a tremendous lover.
No.
You see that? You see that Dr. Pepper is now the number two soda in the world?
I did see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congrats on the conglomerate.
I don't know if Dr. Pepper listens to this podcast or if anybody from Dr. Pepper listens to this podcast, but
I want to know if the doctor himself listens to this podcast.
Yeah. No, I'd love to. Yeah. Pete Pepper. Dr. Pete Pepper.
Peter Pepper.
Peter Pepper.
Peter Piper.
That had to be his name, right? If his name was like Alex Pepper,
that'd be fucked up. I wouldn't like that.
I'd be so mad.
I would be really upset about that.
Alex Pepper.
Franklin Pepper.
That's not bad. I fuck with Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin's just a nice name.
Ray? Ray Pepper? Dr. Ray Pepper?
That sounds like
well, his name kind of does sound like Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Pepper.
Well, what an unfortunate name that would be to have.
Somebody in the world's named Ray Pepper. Let's look it up. Let's type in Ray Pepper on LinkedIn right now.
Ray Pepper. I have heard of a worse one. I'm not going to say whose this was, but someone I know had a professor whose name was Dr. Raper.
Yo, and that's I'm not joking.
And I'm not joking.
No, I don't want to join LinkedIn, like, even a little bit.
You want to join LinkedIn?
I don't want to join LinkedIn.
Well, you're on the join LinkedIn page.
Fuck. Hang on.
This is a really important Pepper. Tangent. Ray Pepper. He plays baseball.
Ray Watson Pepper was a major league baseball player. Fuck!
He's dead.
Oh, man. He died, like, right before I was born. Welcome back, Ray Pepper.
Welcome back. Holy shit.
He died a few months before I was born.
Damn.
Welcome back, Ray Pepper.
Welcome back, Ray Pepper. We live in a fucking world, don't we?
Yeah.
A society.
Yeah. Even. No, but congratulations to Dr. Pepper, especially after strawberries and cream. I really felt like you deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all our love and support to Ray and to the doctor.
I uncritically support Dr. Pepper and all of the actions they've ever taken.
Justin, like, literally, like, I'm not kidding, just in case that somehow bites us in the ass, good soda. Don't know anything about their politics. I don't endorse anything that Dr. Pepper has given money to in the last what month is it?
It's June.
The last 10 months.
The last 10 months.
I don't want to know anything that Dr. Pepper has given money to.
Listen, I don't know what Dr. Pepper has given money to, but what if it's good?
What if it's good?
What if it's good? What if they give money to St.
Like
Jude's?
Gay penguins or something? Oh, yeah. Or children with cancer. Or, that's fine.
Gay penguins works,
too. Gay penguins works, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the song that we're doing.
Why?
Because I have to take a shit, and that's a great breaking point.
All right. The song we're doing today is Ghostbusters, parentheses, I'm Not Afraid.
Here's a snippet of it.
Are you fucking with this?
That's awesome.
I just took that picture just now.
That's dope.
Yeah.
While I was shitting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's over. And it's over.
They might like that one. That's okay. We are stuck in this rut of Fall Out Boy's career where they were just doing anything.
They were.
We're stuck in this time period, man.
Dude,
we can't get out of it. It's really driving me banana bonkers.
Right after I listened to this song for the first time, I was like, I need to remember when this band was good. And so I put on Head First Slide and I was it was like drinking the coldest water of all time after walking in the desert all day. And I was like, that's good stuff. And then I was like, well, I guess I gotta listen to this dog shit Ghostbusters song again.
Yeah.
Something that really strikes me about this product is it really feels like the lowest effort possible was put into it.
Yeah.
like there's barely any new lyrics. And the I think the only new lyric that there is just fucking I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid, yeah.
Which Eminem already did that.
Yeah.
You're copying Eminem, which I don't know if you heard, Gen Z is trying to cancel Eminem.
I liked the new song, I gotta say.
I haven't listened to it.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty sick.
I saw that line, it was like about the transgender cat.
But identifies as black but acts Chinese.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is he cooking?
Dude, it's
what's
really
going
funny.
On in that mind of his,
dude? He's pretty funny.
The snippet I did hear, like, he sounded better than he has in the past like 8
definitely
years.
And I think that, like, just the fact that it's not him doing like I'm pissed offerson or whatever, it's just like marginally better by him not doing that or collaborating with Joyner Lucas.
I just think that if this had come out when he was making good music, everyone would be like, this is dog shit. What the fuck are you doing?
You haven't heard the song. You just said that.
Yeah. Have you seen those damn lyrics, brother?
Well, I mean, yeah, like, my transgender cat's Siamese identifies as black but acts Chinese. It's not a good lyric, but it is really funny. Like, here's what your transgender cat would look like if it was black or Chinese.
Oh man, that guy,
V-Lone Predator.
That guy he's got to step away from it. It's gotten old.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's still at it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's caused too much pain and suffering. I think he needs to be eliminated.
All he's ever done is make people black and Chinese, right?
Has
he done more?
There's an argument to be made that, like, by him, like, the audience he's cultivated is not good. Like, and then by him, quote, retweeting these.
What are you trying to say about me here, man?
The general audience he's cultivated.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
And one could argue by quote, retweeting these e-girls who haven't done anything wrong. He is.
Now they're e-girls who haven't done anything wrong. Oh, I see where Dawson's going with this.
Most of the time, if a woman is posting her face onto Twitter, she hasn't done anything else. It's just.
No. That's not what I'm implying.
I don't know what you're implying.
Maybe an e-girl listens to this podcast and is like, man, I really like that guy with the deep voice.
I know.
Yo, I was trying to find your corpse husband cover.
I didn't post it anywhere. I didn't text it to you either.
It was just on your phone.
I just played it for me. On my phone. Yeah.
Oh man, dude, I was like running through my files trying to find that the other day.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, can you send it to me?
Why do you want it?
Just for personal enjoyment.
Dude, I could send it to you. It's so fucked up.
You sound so much like him.
I know. That's what's fucked up about it.
That's what sucks, is that you sound like Corpse Husband.
I sound just like him on that.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Hey, if we get $100,000 a month on Patreon, I'll post that.
Oh, but give him a real goal. If we're getting $1,000 a month, will you post it?
Yeah. If we hit $1,000 a month, then I'll post it.
Okay. I'll put that as the goal, the tier goal.
Yeah.
If we're getting $1,000 a month, you will post your E-Girls Are Ruining My Life cover.
Yeah. It's not a whole cover. It's like the first minute or so of the track, but.
Well, maybe $2,000 Patreon goal.
$2,000.
You make the whole song.
That's got to be like $5,000 or something. I don't want to fucking do that. $5,000 Patreon goal. I will recreate E-Girls Are Ruining My Life.
Oh, my Lord. That sucks.
Oh, man. That's right. Terrible. Okay.
Well, this is the... Oh, man. This is one of the worst things I've ever heard. I'll just go out and come out and say it.
This one was so bad. I wrote notes about it. I wrote down things on my phone about how bad this is.
That is a new type of bad, dude. Like, Can I know we haven't gotten into lyrics yet, and I'm going to introduce a new mechanic.
Mm.
60 episodes in, mm-hmm. introducing a new mechanic into this podcast, which I will get to.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's very funny that Missy Elliott says, "Kill all them ghosts." That's like the most awesome.
Kill them all. They're dead.
They're already dead.
They're
Missy.
Ghosts.
Similar to your career. They're all dead.
You can't kill a ghost. That's why they put them in the little pack and they put them away. You can't kill him. What are you going to do? You going to kill him again?
If you're a ghost, bitch, let me fuck and kill you. I was trying to work it, but...
let me fuck and kill you. That's what she did. I had forgotten what Missy Elliott was known for.
She had so many tracks in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
When you were too young to experience 9/11.
Yeah.
And Missy Elliott, 9/11... I don't know what it did to Missy Elliott's career.
Hmm.
But... Couldn't have been anything good.
I feel like she gotten some controversy a while ago for something.
She was in a beef with Nicki Minaj for like a minute.
Was that her?
I mean, Megan. Lots of people are in beefs with Nicki Minaj.
I feel like Nicki Minaj
famous international criminal Nicki Minaj.
Famously married to a rapist, Nicki Minaj.
Remember how Trump got ASAP Rocky? Out of like a Swedish prison or whatever.
That is insane. That may be like the one good thing he did is get ASAP Rocky.
He gave me a lot of money during COVID.
Oh, well. No, he didn't. That was Joe.
No. What are you talking about?
Joe got elected in 2020.
I know, but all the stimulus stuff was before the election.
What are you talking about, man? Who are you?
We were calling them Trump bucks. I was there. We were calling them Trump bucks.
Who is this guy, man?
You're making me dissociate.
Who is this guy that I'm sitting across from?
I would love it if, like, the way for Joe Biden to get my vote is if there's nothing Joe could do to get my vote, but
not at this point, no.
If he freed Nicki Minaj from whatever international jail she's in right now.
Which, is she in an international jail right now?
I don't know. I know she got arrested.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she got arrested in like Amsterdam or something like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mrs. Minaj, you have a visitor, and it's me.
Hi, Nicki.
Hi.
Hi, Nicki.
I have to play a show in 4 hours, but do you want to hang out?
Do you want to, like, hang out or something?
What if I killed your pedophile husband for you?
She seems very defensive of her pedophile
defensive of her pedophile husband.
Of all people to be defensive of, a pedophile is pretty low on my list.
Yeah. Yeah. What was Pedophile Husband's big song?
I don't know if he has a song. Oh, Pedophile Husband. Pedophile Husband's big song was Subway endorsement.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah, dude. Jared Fogle jokes.
Yeah.
Morgan Spurlock died too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on, man?
Did you... Do you know the shit behind Super Size Me? Like, why he actually got so fat in that month? It was not because he was eating McDonald's every day.
He was, yeah, it was like Goosed somehow, right?
He was drinking the whole time. Like, heavily.
Like drinking alcohol?
Yeah. Like, that's he so was crazy. Drinking heavily the whole time. And that was why he gained so much weight, not the McDonald's.
Dude, so in 2021, when I was still drinking, and like heavily drinking, which was like a lot of, when I drank, I liked a lot of dark beer, and I liked a lot of like darker liquor too, which like has way more calories. I don't know if like Jack Daniels has more calories than like, you know, a fucking martini or whatever. Probably though.
No right? idea.
But I would also like very frequently get either like rum and Coke, not a diet soda, or like Jack and Coke, never a diet soda, you know?
Never a diet soda.
Never a diet soda, ever.
Don't ever mistake it for a diet soda.
No, but I like, and you didn't know me back then, I gained like I gained a lot of weight in 2021. And then when I quit drinking, I'm not kidding you. I lost like 30 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah, shit was crazy. I've put it all back on since from eating, but like...
The classic.
Yeah, I mean, that's just me trying to put on weight, though. Mm. I was trying this time.
Yeah.
But like, I was at like 185 when I was drinking. Mm. And like, no joke, there was like a solid month and a half where I was like 160.
Damn.
I was like, this is fucking crazy, dog.
It's like, how did this happen?
So, I mean, I believe it. I believe it that Morgan Spurlock was just fucking, you know.
He was jonesing that shit.
He was jonesing that shit. And I bet the McDonald's didn't help.
No, but other people have recreated what he did.
And been fine.
Yeah. The results were not nearly as dramatic.
That's because McDonald's is like, you're effectively eating like good poison. Like, it doesn't really do anything for you other than, like, satiate your appetite in the moment.
Yeah.
But it's, like, not doing anything for you, like, physically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's making you... I don't know if it makes you fat or if it, like...
It certainly...
Nutrients or whatever.
I think the fact that it doesn't really do anything for you one way or the other, and if you live, like, a normally sedentary lifestyle, then if you eat a shit ton of McDonald's, then you're going to be fat.
You're going to be fat,
and
for sure.
Since it doesn't do anything good for you, if you're trying to work out, then it won't give you the energy to work out.
Yeah. What did Morgan Spurlock die of? Cancer?
No idea.
Hmm.
Choke me like you hate me.
Gun to the head. He was blown up.
He was on Alderaan during the first Death Star attack.
Morgan Spurlock was eliminated by a laser.
God damn it. He got weirdly right wing towards the end, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
it didn't
did.
Seem like he was that good of a guy.
Yeah, I mean, by all accounts, I think kind of an asshole, but like did some interesting shit for sure. Had an interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have died that young for sure.
Probably not. Yeah.
I wish he was alive so we could make fun of him more. Oh, man, we're really avoiding talking about this fucking song, huh?
Yeah, let me get into my damn-ass notes that I...
Yeah, give me your notes.
So, what I did was I listened to the original Ghostbusters song, which is a banger.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. that one's a banger, and it really illustrated why
good song. Yeah, yeah.
I hated this version so much.
Yeah, I was, like, obsessed with this song. Like, this was a song... that I would like imagine playing in front of a crowd.
This the Fall Out Boy version? Oh no! Okay.
No, no.
The original is a dance song. You're supposed to move and groove to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like one of those. It's sort of like if a movie soundtrack had like a song like "Forget Me Nots" or something like that. You know,
it's like if
deep
you
cut
could,
everybody "Forget Me Nots."
It's like if you could dance to Iridescent by Linkin Park and you were watching Transformers.
I love that.
It's something about dance tracks, if you've ever listened to one, is that there will be times where the singer just steps back for a minute and like lets you take in the groove. Mm-hmm. And like the chorus, if you want to call it that, of the original is just the main groove of that part, and then Ray comes in and goes, "I ain't afraid of no ghost," a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
It's pretty light on the words because you're meant to start moving and grooving, you know. This track, the Fall Out Boy version, does something similar, but you cannot move to this thing. This is not a danceable song at all. It just kind of lumbers around.
You could maybe twerk to it.
I don't even know if you
could
twerk to it.
But who's doing that?
I mean, theoretically, you could twerk to anything. Like,
Good point.
You could twerk to...
And that's what's so beautiful.
That's what's so beautiful
about the dance.
About the world we live in and the dance. And human spirit.
And birth.
And birth and death.
And how I used to be Ray Pepper and now I'm Carson Pace.
And reincarnation.
Welcome back, Ray Pepper.
Imagine if you reincarnated as Megan Thee Stallion.
Whoa, dude, I'd love that.
That'd be crazy. You could twerk so good.
Dude, I could twerk to anything.
Yeah.
She's finding new and creative ways to twerk every day, it feels like.
Every time
I see a video, I'm like, that's a new one.
She's an innovator
in
the space for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But you can't throw ass to this song.
Nope.
If you tried, it would look weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few points in
be like
song.
Throwing ass to Threnody for the victims of Hiroshima.
Sure.
Which I would like to see if anybody wants to try.
If anyone wants to do that and face the potential repercussions of doing that, then go for it. You have our seal of approval.
Yeah, if you want to try and shake ass to Threnody for the victims of Hiroshima,
go for it.
Would be pretty crazy.
Would be kind of hype.
I bet that exists.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. But this song does do the thing where, like, Patrick takes a step back and it just, like, the instrumental takes it away. But because the song is not danceable at all, it just feels like they forgot to finish that part of the track. So the song's structure really feels all over the place. Like, it doesn't feel natural or... because it just feels so disjointed and everything, Missy Elliott just feels completely out of place.
It's also a 3-minute song that feels like a 5-6 minute song, probably. Mm-hmm.
The original is like 4 minutes, and it feels way shorter because you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Also, something wacky about the Fall Out Boy version, Patrick doesn't even say, "I ain't afraid of no ghost." He doesn't do it. That's like the one thing.
He just says,
thing.
"I'm not afraid."
He just says, "I'm not afraid."
He does say, what does he say about busting?
He says, "Busting makes me feel good in maybe the most uncomfortable way you possibly
could."
Busting
makes me feel so good.
So good. Busting makes me feel so good.
I will say, this is going to be in my head for a few days. I'm not afraid, not afraid. Which is awful.
Me
I
when
really
I'm
don't
not
want
afraid,
to.
Not afraid.
Yeah, dude. People who are afraid. Psh,
just don't
get out of here.
Don't be afraid.
Come on, you stupid asshole.
You fucking idiot.
You fucking piece
you
of shit.
You fucking piece of shit.
I fucking
hate you so much.
I eat players like you for breakfast.
I eat.
What's up, player? What?
What's up, player?
What's going on, player? Sorry.
What's up, player?
What's going on, brother?
What's popping, homie? Carson's giving me a look right now. He's twitching one of his eyes. Now he's twitching both of his eyes.
This reminds me a lot of the Wyclef song.
Yeah. It has a very similar vibe.
Yeah. In the same way of like, when I hear this, it makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If
I heard this song, in life and not in the context of our podcast, I would yell at a stranger.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Loudly.
Loudly. Yeah. Frighteningly
loud.
I think this is the kind of song where I hear it and it's hard to imagine anybody liking it for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what could possibly be going through your head to hear this and go, yeah, this is chill. This is all right. You know, I'm fucking with, you know what? This is even one of my favorite songs of the year. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Anyone who's rocking with this.
Kill yourself.
Any other notes you got there, brother?
Yeah. When he says bustin' makes me feel good, it sounds like he's talking about coming, which is just vulgar.
Oh, I agree. I don't think that's funny at all.
Nope. Not funny at all.
Bustin'. I started saying in bust at a certain point. In bust.
Then you could reverse it by starting out with in bust and then finish by saying bust.
I did just do that.
Yeah.
and busting, 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 busting makes me feel good.
Yeah. I do think it's remarkable how you hear the original and he goes, busting makes me feel good, and you don't immediately think of coming.
No.
Like, you're just like, oh, ghost busting makes him feel good. Like, obviously, you can hear that and go, yeah, coming makes me feel good. In fact, there's a whole Neil Cicierega song that plays off of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's part of the charm, but it's not...
In that song, does he go, an invisible man, and then nothing else?
I don't remember. I know he repeats the sleeping in your bed line a lot. It's really
yes,
funny.
Yes, he does.
Sleeping in your bed. When Patrick does it, it's like the only thing he could be talking about is coming.
Yeah.
Because the whole song feels so disconnected from the campy fun of Ghostbusters that it's like, oh, that's... Why? What the fuck is... Why are you talking like that, man?
What the hell is you talking about?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Pussy clot.
Bumba clat. my friend Graham from Newgrounds Death Rugby, love Graham. We play Fortnite together all the time.
That's awesome. Did you play Fortnite with my girlfriend last night?
Not last night, no.
She was really hoping you were gonna be on last night.
I was with my family.
Family?
My family. Also, she should just ask if I want to play Fortnite.
She's kooky that way.
Graham and I, whenever we're together, it's like an autism particle accelerator.
Well, hell yeah.
In that
return to autism.
We just keep spamming bits back and forth and stemming back and forth to the point that it's like, for anyone else in the call who's
a fucking nightmare,
it's just a fucking nightmare.
That's awesome.
And one of our worst ones is Skibbity Bumba Clat, just over and over and over again.
Skibbity Bumba Clat. That's awesome.
So if you ever wanted to know what it's like playing Fortnite with me, just imagine.
Would you let one of the listeners play Fortnite with you?
Probably not. I feel like there's got to be a healthy separation. Unless I already know you.
I don't think so. I think it's cool.
I've heard too many horror stories of creators and fans getting too close together, and then the fan like kills them or something.
Well, we wouldn't want that to happen.
I'm not trying to have that happen.
Yeah.
So healthy distance is good. I think
I'm trying to get murdered like Selena. What you got else? What else you got? What you got else?
What you got else? I think it's remarkable how the main iconic melodies in the original Ghostbusters theme are basically not emphasized at all in this new one.
Sure.
Like one of them is there. But it did it, did it. Is you basically can't even hear that in the Fall Out Boy version, which like that's such a sticky melody. What's the point of leaving it out? And what's the point of de-emphasizing any of the other ones? Like it just, that's the whole reason why I'd want to listen to a Ghostbusters song is to hear those and go, yeah, yippee, you know?
Absolutely.
It makes the Fall Out Boy version feel completely tuneless.
Yeah.
Because the I'm not afraid, not afraid bit just sucks. It just sucks ass. So big.
Yeah.
So, but that's all the notes I had on it. Like the actual things that I wrote down.
Well, I would like to propose that we do something. because there's not a whole lot to do with this song other than just us hop on here and say that it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dawson, I think it's time we entered the annotation game.
We entered the annotation game.
I'm putting an annotation on a lyric on the Ghostbusters song right now.
Oh, shit. What are
ghosts are already dead, so Missy is suggesting that these Ghostbusters bust in and annihilate them out of existence. Would you like to annotate a lyric, Dawson?
I think I would like to annotate a lyric.
Wonderful.
That annotation that you put in it is loading already. Let's see.
That's awesome.
Because the only like new lyrics are the chorus. Excuse me, the chorus and the Missy Elliott verse.
You could do any lyric though.
I could do any lyric. Yeah. If you're seeing things running through your head,
I thought about that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Patrick may be suggesting that he has dealt with schizophrenia in the past.
I was thinking about a schizophrenia angle with that one.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. That would be really good, actually.
You're seeing things running through.
I'd like for everybody that listens to this podcast to have this track fully annotated, every single line.
Oh my god!
By the end of this week,
that's a great way for us to get banned off of Genius.
Yeah, but we can still go on the website. They're not going to let us not go on.
Well, I'm the one. I uploaded the Bummer Hill album to Genius, and
they're not going to know. They'll be fine with
they're
it.
They're not going to know.
On the Fall Out Boy Ghostbusters cover, who gives a shit?
Patrick Stump implies here that he struggles.
Has dealt with bouts of schizophrenia in the past.
Bouts of schizophrenia in the past. And rather than seeing a psychiatrist,
he decides to consult.
Chooses to
four idiot scientists.
A ghost busting team to take care of his delusions. Tragically, not realizing that these Ghostbusters he has conjured are also apparitions that do not exist. Truly a masterwork of lyrics and poetry.
Perfect. If we could have everybody just annotate every line. Oh shit. What's going on with my mic?
I hope nothing bad.
I think it's all good. If we could have everybody annotate this, I think we would love to read the annotations on the Ghostbusters song next week. Yeah. Fucking I hate this song, man.
This shit is ass and sucks real bad.
Yeah, we got to get out of this rut. Pretty tired of this shit, man.
I just like I get it when you're making a movie tie-in song. It's,
you got to make a living off music somehow.
They got paid for this.
They got paid, and I'm happy they got paid. I hope this was made in like a weekend, and it wasn't something that they deliberated over for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, it didn't look like they could get anyone to do a music video for it. Because
yeah,
the video we watched was just
I don't know if people clips. Really know that this exists.
Yeah, because from what I remember, the marketing material for, like, this is for the, I don't know if we mentioned this, this is for the 2016 Ghostbusters
movie.
Yeah,
this is
movie.
For Girlbusters, yeah.
As far as I remember the marketing for that movie.
Bust in girls.
Amen, brother.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go.
Hell yeah. Orange Dylan's like, vulgarity? No!
Fuck!
Hi, Dylan. I love you.
As far as I remember, the marketing for this movie did not feature the Fall Out Boy song at all. Like, it seems like this was a credit song, which I don't know because I didn't watch the movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch that shit.
Did not look good.
I've watched the Red Letter Media Plinkett review of it plenty of times, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, studios are sometimes they're just going to.
They're going to studio. They're going to be suits.
They're going to be suits, and they're going to be like, what's a hip and happening band that we could get to write a song for this damn-ass movie and get us some eyeballs on the screen here? Fallout Boy.
You want to hear something way funnier than what we're talking about?
What?
Tom, like, stayed at my house basically all week
because
we were working on music and shit. But Tom was, like, we were in the living room just like trying to fall down a YouTube rabbit hole, and I was like, what do you want to search? And he was like, I don't know, just type in fat idiot. So we type in fat idiot, and like the fourth, I don't know, it took a lot of scrolling on the Apple TV YouTube app for us to get to Adolf Hitler saying you're a fat idiot, which looks like this. Well, hang on, let me back it up. Warning, this content may be offensive.
Huh. When was that uploaded?
Hang on, let me look. It's from a page called Aviators Unite, which is really funny. This was uploaded like a year ago and some change. And all of his stuff is, first of all, it's got 632 views. Here, I'll play it again.
You're a fat idiot.
It's just a picture of Adolf Hitler face masked to look like it's saying you're a fat idiot. I feel like I recognize where that sound clip is from. I feel like that's from a movie. But probably like a Will Ferrell comedy or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Which made me wonder.
We were laughing so hard at it. And like this guy, like, he has like 900 subscribers. He's got 33 videos. Well, 901 now. But he's like, it's a bunch of stuff. And his videos are like mostly like, look at how cute this plane is. I think he's sexually attracted to planes. I'll overlook that.
Look at how cute this plane is.
But 3 months ago, he uploaded Hitler's first speech as chancellor. It has 47 views.
Oh.
And underneath, in the comments of Hitler's first speech as chancellor, he says, guys, if you see...
What?
He comments, this is Aviators Unite. Guys, if you see the egg on the goo as a watermark, just say it's copyright. Don't just say it's copyright. It's my channel's old name. That's it. Egg on the goo was his old channel name. It's in the middle of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Egg on the goo. And then the goo. 3 months ago below, he goes, guys, can we spark a conversation up here?
Guys, can we spark a conversation
guys, can
up
we
here?
Spark a conversation up here?
If there's one thing I love doing, it's sparking a conversation.
But Tom and I were just saying, can we spark a conversation like for the whole week?
Can we spark a conversation? You know, I'm actually going to, because Tom actually sent a voice memo to me this morning that was like, hey, dude, I'm going to start a rumor about you that won't get you canceled, but like will make people kind of off put by you. What do you think would be a good rumor for that? we had a little back and forth.
Just say as long as you spark a conversation up here.
Hey man, do you want to spark a conversation?
Okay. You're a fat idiot.
All right, that's a voice message I sent to Tom Lovejoy.
Anyway, you want to roll out the carpet? I'm done with this thing.
Well, we got to rate it first. I feel like there shouldn't be any confusion as to what we're about to give this damn thing.
Oh, this is a zero, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, this is a one. This,
yeah.
Thank you for listening, if you're still listening. If you're not listening, you're a fat idiot. follow Carson and I's bands at the Calistow Boys on Instagram, at Calistow Boys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram, at Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/thedreadedwheel. If we get $10,000 a month on Patreon, I will become a fat idiot.
But new goal. $1,000 and the corpse husband cover does get released.
It does come out.
We'll do something embarrassing. I'll like give my SoundCloud away too. My old SoundCloud.
Oh man.
I'll give that away. I'll gladly give that away.
I've heard tales of this old SoundCloud. Yeah.
As a Patreon episode, we should just like listen to like every song that's on there.
If you're down for that, then
yeah, I love torturing myself.
All right. Hell yeah. But follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's spin this damn ass wheel and get out of here. It's going. And it is. Oh my God.
What's wrong with the wheel?
What happened?
Is the wheel broken?
Did we get all the good songs already? Are there any good songs
left?
There's
so many. I'm looking at them right now.
Okay, well,
it's right next to Wham's.
Oh, my God. We could have got a good song.
It's near Saturday.
Okay, well.
It's near What a Time to Be Alive.
We got Novocaine. Isn't that off American Beauty?
Yes.
So we have to talk about two songs next week. Okay. Well.
I'm a fat idiot.
I'm a fat idiot.